If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, before we start with the episode of Gamer Tag Radio, I would like to say for those who are listening, this is your opportunity right now. If you would like to also become a podcaster and learn more about just podcasting in general, I have my first session on Bright, only exclusive there. It's called Podcasting 101, Finding Your Voice. It's happening May 19th, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All you have to do, just go to brightlive.com. All information and everything is there. Or go to the description here on this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. I have the links where you could join, buy your tickets. There's only a certain amount of tickets that is available for the public. So take advantage now. This is the first of many sessions. So exclusively only on Bright. You guys can have questions, comments, or even just learn from me about everything about podcasting, because I get a lot of emails, a lot of questions on social media about tips and everything about podcasting. And this is your opportunity to talk to me and interact with me on Bright. Once again, May 19th, Wednesday, May 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live only on Bright. So go right now to brightlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamer Tag Radio.
Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio. Brand new episode here, and this is your host, Danny Pena. And also joining me on this special episode of Gamer Tag Radio is Paris Lilly. Paris, what's up, man?
What is going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man. I'm very, very excited about this episode because you have a surprise for us, right, Paris?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I've been sitting on this one for a minute, but I got to go to a hands-off preview digital event with PlayStation and Insomniac Games for Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. And I got to see some extended gameplay footage, as well as I got to sit in on 4 breakout sessions with the developers. And they talked about the story, they talked about the design, they talked about building the world, as well as the music and audio, all for Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. So again, just want to thank PlayStation and Insomniac Games for the opportunity. It was very informative, and you know, we'll get into it obviously as we talk about the game, but it was awesome. Two-day digital event I was able to participate in.
Yeah. So one thing I would love to do, Paris, is let's just talk about the game overall, like the stuff that you got to see, your thoughts, and maybe the next session things that the developers talked about. You want to do that? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? All right. Let's do it. Let's just set it up this way. So I got to see in the first day, it was, and I don't remember the exact time, it was about 35 minutes, maybe even 40 minutes of extended gameplay footage. They took something directly from the start of the game. It's Clank and Ratchet. There's a big ceremony going on. Ratchet's receiving an award. Clank is going to surprise him with the dimension gun. And Captain Quark is there, and Dr. Nefarious attacks, and he steals the dimension gun, and there's a big chase scene that happens in the city. I mean, Danny, I'll tell you right now, man, the visuals this game has is it's phenomenal. What they were able to do from a visual standpoint affects the lighting. Just right off the top, one of the things the developers talked about, this will run with ray tracing, 4K, 30 frames per second, but there will also be a 60 frames per second mode, but they didn't get into too much detail about that. But again, this opening scene, chase scene, it's, you know, it's the intro of the game. So you're getting used to using the weapons. You're doing some of the rail action that you can, you know, with Ratchet. And it ends basically with Nefarious opening a rift and basically breaking all these dimensions. And we've seen another previews that Ratchet and Clank are transported to a different dimension. They're separated. That's where Rivet comes in. Now they cut to later in the game with Rivet, and let me say this now. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Hale is legendary voice actress. Femme Shep, she's done so many different voice characters throughout gaming over the years, right? Legendary. If you didn't tell me that was Jennifer Hale, there's no way you would know. Her performance as Rivet is just absolutely phenomenal. It really is. I have to give her so much credit. And just the voice cast as a whole, with just some of the enemies and just the banter they're having back and forth. Obviously, the voice actors for Ratchet and Clank are top notch as usual. But the most of the gameplay was with Rivet. And you go to this one dimension with her and you take on, and I'm gonna make sure I get the name right here. Mm-hmm. And you run into like one of the things about this with these alternate dimensions, there's different versions of previous characters. Like, again, Dr. Nefarious, you always defeat him in Ratchet's normal universe or normal dimension. But in this dimension, Emperor Nefarious always wins. So you have to deal with the fact that you're in a world where Nefarious is ruled. He's now Emperor Nefarious, the whole thing, right? And Ratchet and Rivet are exact opposites of each other. So Ratchet used to be very impulsive, but now he's older and more mature, so he's less impulsive and all that. But Rivet is. Rivet never had a Clank, right? So Rivet's always been alone. She's been a resistance fighter in this dimension world, and she's very compulsive with a lot of her actions. And the great play on this is Clank, because Clank is kind of the middle in between, right? Where, you know, he has his legacy with Ratchet. They're best friends. You know, they're veterans at this. But Clank and Rivet are getting to know each other. So you kind of get introduced to Rivet through Clank and them getting to know each other through some of the gameplay loops. But going back to the one thing I was saying, there's a character that we've previously seen, Rusty Pete, in Ratchet and Clank. But now in this new dimension, he is space pirate Pierre Lefrere. He is a singing swashbuckler. And there's this whole scene where you're introduced to him and he's singing and all the pirates are singing too. It's hilarious. It's great. But then that kicks off the action. And that opens up where, you know, Rivet is just digging into the toolbox of all the different weapons that you have. And again, you know, Ratchet and Clank is known for having these wacky weapons, right? And, you know, no shortage of them here. And you really, part of the fun of the gameplay loop is using all the different weapons in different situations to, you know, to defeat the enemies, right? Like there's this one sprinkler weapon now, right? Where it's really like a freeze ray, but instead of it just being a boring, oh, it's cold and you're frozen, it turns you into a plant, the enemy that, like, it's a sprinkler. If it sprays anything, it freezes them as a plant, and then you're able to attack them. Or if they got like a shield, you can get behind them. There's other weapons where, you know, you fire off like this fungus thing, right? And then it explodes out. Or you have the dog chaser where you're literally shooting like these little dogs that are going out and attacking enemies, things like that. There's boss battles in the game as well. In the gameplay footage I saw, there was two different boss battles that you get to see. And this is where the rifts start to come in, because you can use the rifts to get a different vantage point in the same level, right? So if I'm attacking the boss or these enemies head on, a rift opens up, I can go in the rift, and now all of a sudden I'm behind them. Now all of a sudden I'm on the side of them, things like that, right? So that opens up different gameplay, you know, mechanics, different gameplay loops that you can do, different ways to tackle the objective. Obviously, the weapons, you know, classic Ratchet and Clank, you're able to level them up over time, you know, as well as there's other abilities that Rivet and Ratchet will share the same abilities, right? Because the developers talked at one point about separating it. So they had like their own different like level up paths, but they thought that might have gotten too complicated. So any leveling up you do as Rivet will also apply to Ratchet and vice versa, right? So that's one cool aspect of it. But again, this extended thing that you had with the space pirates, this long section of fighting them, then that kind of switches over to an almost call it like a Shadow of the Colossus moment, right? Where this big giant robot that's trying to attack you, and you're on, it's like an on rail section, and you got to avoid his attacks to eventually you jump on top of the robot. And then this opens up some fun dialogue with Clank. I won't spoil it for anyone, but there's some fun dialogue with Clank and the robot and Rivet. And again, this is the whole character development part of the story that developers talked about, as you know, you will see Clank and Rivet start to bond, the same as Clank had already bonded with Ratchet, and Ratchet and Rivet are going to learn different aspects from each other. So there's going to be this whole thing as we go through the whole story of it. But the gameplay that we got to see was phenomenal. Oh, and one other thing, there's pocket dimensions that you can go to as well. These are almost like side missions that you can do from the main game, right? And you go into a pocket dimension. It's like a small area that you can traverse through. And at the end, like the one they showed us, you could get like it was like a cosmetic item. It was like a helmet for Ratchet that you can get at the end. So you can go in these side missions, which are totally optional, but if you complete it and get to the end, there's something going to be rewarding there for you as well, to, you know, kind of push you to want to explore and want to go and do these things. So there's going to be different planets. There's going to be different dimensional things that you can do. That's the whole point of opening up these rifts. And I mean, again, visually, to me, Danny, it's the best looking video game I've ever seen, first and foremost. Let's just say that. This reminds me of mid-2000s Pixar. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Sure. I mean, for real, that's where we are now. This is mid-2000s Pixar. It reminds me of like the first Incredibles or like Monsters, Inc. Think of stuff like that came from Pixar around that time. But it's just a gorgeous game. And then you throw in the way that they're using, and again, it was hands off, so I didn't get to experience it for myself, but the developers were describing using the DualSense and just the haptic feedback to truly help immerse you in the world. Couple that with the 3D audio that you're also going to get from the PlayStation 5. So it's like taking that complete package of everything that the PlayStation 5 can offer you and creating this immersive experience that is going to be Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Again, absolutely loved it. Loved all the different perspectives that we got from the developers during day two. There's four different sessions, but I mean, this is just shaping up to be fantastic, Danny. It just is.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Now, my first, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
So the first one is, first of all, this is the reason why I have a PS5. Cause I feel like this the game that caught my attention out of all the games that they showed last year. So the video they showed last year and the presentation they showed now, and even during the state of play, they show some gameplay footage there. I noticed graphically it looks different. Like it looks even better now. Better looking game than the one that they showed last year. When you got to see this, can you tell the difference too, or even more with the presentation they showed?
I'll say like when they showed us the extended one, that was, you know, it was streaming, so that the quality is not going to be up to par, but some of the B-roll that they sent me, which is in 4K. Oh my goodness gracious, dude. Yeah. I mean, it looks so good. That's why I'm saying when you talk about when we've always talked about gaming over the past couple decades, it's always been Pixar. That's what we always like. Let's get to that Pixar moment. I think we're there. I think we're there now. That's how good it looks. And again, it's the full ray tracing, the lighting, everything that they're putting into this. I mean, it shows. Again, they had some of the animators and the artists, you know, on the development team talking as well, and just all the tender TLC that they've put into this. Again, I've truly like fallen in love with Rivet. I mean, I can't wait to play. Like, I don't even care about Ratchet. Whatever, Ratchet, we got a million games with you. But this is our first game with Rivet, and she just brings, again, when you couple the voice acting of Jennifer Hale with the animation style that they've given her and just the color palette that she has, which is like the opposite of Ratchet. It's like it's I can just watching it. You can tell it's fun to play. They're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to get into these different encounters with the enemies, you know, as Rivet. So, you know, and again, it's kind of almost like the whole banter that she's having back and forth with some of the enemies at the same time, and Clank's chiming in it as well. All of it's the combination of all of it's really good, dude. Really, really good.
Yeah, What you could tell us also about the game mechanics, because I know we've seen a couple things during the two presentations that they showed. Did they show anything new on this one that it wasn't before?
Wait, say that again. Let me make sure I understand the question.
Yeah, the game mechanics, things that you do that you only could do in this game because of the PlayStation 5 that... You know,
okay. Yes.
Was there anything new that they showed during this presentation besides the ones that they've shown in the past?
No, it's similar, but the point of what the PlayStation 5 is bringing, because there was even a session in with the developers where they were talking about, it was almost a chicken and the egg moment, which came first, the idea of doing these rifts in these multiple dimensions, or was it having the SSD that allows them to literally stream and load in assets instantly, so they only have to worry about the assets that you need at that time or loaded in, so it frees them up to have other resources to do other things in the game. And obviously the SSD as well allows them to have multiple levels loaded at the same time, so that's how you're able to be in one dimension and instantly go through the rift in your completely new world, and it's all there ready to go, loaded in. There's no pop-in screen as that, so it wasn't anything new that we haven't seen already, but to see it again, and to have the developers talking about it and understanding the tech under the hood to bring all this to life. Again, it's just very impressive what the PlayStation 5 is able to do.
Very, very cool. And what about difficulties or bosses? Like, did they talk to anything about that too? Like how challenging the game could be because of the...
You know, it's funny. I asked about that because like I was even asking like with ammo and everything, or they're going to try and make it challenging or difficult. Again, they also want this game to be an entry point to new people into the series, right? So you don't have to know the history of Ratchet and Clank to be able to jump in and play this. But also from a difficulty standpoint, you know, they know kids are going to be playing this. They're not trying to make it overly hard and overly punished. Look, this ain't Returnal. Right. It's not overly difficult to be able to play it. So, you know, they want it to be family friendly. They want everyone to be able to get in and have fun when you're playing it. That's probably the main thing that they kept emphasizing over and over, because obviously a lot of these developers are working from home. So their kids are kind of looking over their shoulder and watching when they're in meetings and showing different things and all that. And they get excited. They want to play it too. And that's the whole point. You want the whole family to be able to pick up the sticks and play it. So no, the difficulty isn't overly punishing. And again, if you play Ratchet and Clank games in the past, that's pretty much been their mantra anyways. It's about using the wacky weapons. It's about the comedy, the dialogue and all that, and having fun, you know, with different enemies and unique ways to take them down.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you mentioned a lot about Rivet and how much you like her as a character and everything, but how is like the relationship between her and Clank, like compared to Ratchet and Clank, like how's the relationship with them two?
Yeah. That's like I was saying before, Clank and Ratchet, or Ratchet and Clank, are established. They're a veteran team. They're best friends. We already know their relationship dynamic. By introducing Rivet, who's never had a friend, she's always been alone, she's getting to learn Clank, and Clank is getting to learn her. So it's like you're seeing this bond happen with them as we, you know, go through the game and all the different scenarios, because there's a lot of dialogue with Clank and Rivet as they're talking. Again, that Shadow of the Colossus moment, Clank has a lot of dialogue in that as well, as he's trying to figure out a solution to the problem, right? And then Rivet is obviously chiming in, and again, they're learning each other, and that's part of the whole character development of this. Like, to me, and the developers didn't say this explicitly, but look, we know this isn't going to be the last Ratchet and Clank game, and I think we're just being introduced to a new character here with Rivet that we're going to see down the road, and you know, we're establishing her legacy and her lore and everything else. And like I said, the relationship that she's going to have with Clank, you know, will build throughout the game and probably beyond, if I had to guess.
Yeah, man, I'm very curious about, because I'm trying not to watch a lot of content about the game, because I also want to be surprised about certain things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm super, like, hearing your excitement about this game, it got me even more hype, because the one thing that I mentioned to Paris before, when I got to see the presentation during right after the State of Play, this reminded me of a combination of, you know, a little bit of Spider-Man, Sunset Overdrive, Ratchet and Clank 2, like the old games, right? But it reminds me of like all of those games combined into one, right? Like, do you get to sense that too, or see that while checking the presentation?
Yeah, the way the developers explained it, this is taking the entire history of Ratchet and Clank lore and all that and turning it up to 11. So clearly there's a lot of lessons learned over the years from the previous games. And now that the technology is at a certain place, they're able to do some new unique things. And like I said, take it to the extreme with everything that we've already known with Ratchet and Clank. So that's kind of an exciting thing too.
Yeah. Did they show a lot of different type of enemies in the game too?
Well, like I said, the ones they really focused on Pierre and his band of pirates. So it was a lot of just different variants of those kind of pirate characters that I got to see. That was the main enemy gameplay. And then you had Nefarious and his crew, you know, this kind of those lizard type people. So, I mean, it's enemy types that we've seen before. But again, the whole point of it is you're seeing them in a different light, because this is a different dimension. So it's like an alternate version of characters and enemies that we've already seen in the past.
Hmm. Why do you think this is the most important game this year for PlayStation? Because I don't know of any other game besides this one that is getting this much buzz, you know, in your opinion, Paris.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the most important, because we don't know yet. We obviously don't know what else is coming the rest of the year, but I'll say this has been my most anticipated PlayStation 5 game, you know, so far, just because of everything we saw from the reveal last year and the state of play. And we know this is, you know, PS5 only game that's truly a true next generation game. And that, I guess, that's the other thing to bring out of this. From everything that we've seen so far, this is truly a next-gen game, hands down, without question, right? So that's exciting, too, to see that, like I said, it's taking advantage of the SSD. It's taking advantage of that DualSense controller. The way that you're able to synergize everything with the 3D audio as well, it's going to truly immerse you into this experience that's Ratchet & Clank. And again, it's a known IP that we all love, so with characters that we all love, but we're going to kind of see them in a different light this time. So it's pretty exciting for sure.
I know you mentioned about 3D audio, right? Because it's a next gen game. Like, what is it when it comes to like audio wise that makes this different? Is it the sound effects? Is it going to do different dimensions? You hear the sound. Like, what? Why? When it comes to audio, why is big for this for as a next gen a game?
Well, no, it's everything. It's all the above, honestly, and that's the whole point with this 3D audio. It, you know, it's truly creating this unique surround effect that immerses you into it. But I mean, that's the other part of it too. They had a whole one of the breakout sessions was just about the music of Ratchet and Clank, and the main composer was talking and just some of his inspirations that he brings into this. Again, they're bringing back some of the classic music into this game, but they're doing some new things as well. And then, like you're saying, just the little things, the way a gun shoots and the way you hear explosions in the background, the wind blowing, it's just there's all these little things that add up, like little tiny creatures scattering on the ground in front of you. You're picking all that up, and you know, through the 3D audio as you're listening. So yeah, I just say it's a combination of everything. And again, I can't emphasize enough the voice cast, man. Really good.
I was gonna mention that because you mentioned you're comparing this to like a Toy Story or Pixar movie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one other question I was gonna ask. Like, just voice acting overall, the stuff that I've seen, it made me want to, like, I got super curious about the game, but I also felt like I was part of that experience, a part of that world, just with everything that's going on in the background, right? And also the main characters, just things that's happening to them at the moment. I feel like I was like in a ride the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
was it like that for you too?
The stuff that they showed you? It is. It's like you're at the amusement park, man. It's like you're on a damn ride. Again, this is how the game, again, see, it's like an experience. But this is literally how the game opens up, is with Ratchet and Clank and Nefarious attacking, and you're going through that whole thing. So yeah, dude, it's, trust me, you'll see some of the gameplay footage, obviously, that they've allowed us to show, and even that just highlights some of it too. But I mean, I'm just telling you, we're in for a treat. We are.
Do you see this game getting like Game of the Year contender nominations or awards or not? Do you think so?
It very well could. And again, preview. I've not had my hands on it, so I'm not going to compare it to things that I've already played. But I have high expectations for it. I'll put it that way. So it won't shock me to see it. Look, Jeff Keighley will be saying the name Ratchet and Clank at the end of the year. Let's put it that way. I don't know if it's game of the year. I don't know if it'll be for some technical award, sound, whatever. But this is, when we talk AAA high quality experiences, this is what Insomniac does, right? This is what they do. So everyone just get ready. June 11th is coming out. I'm excited. I'm very excited to play this game.
And this is why they're my favorite developers, man. They always make a game that you will love, that we're going to be talking about this for years, man. And I could definitely see that with this game for sure, Paris.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. You got me hype. I'm not going to lie. You got me completely hype, man, for this game. I'm super excited. Yeah. So when is the official date for this game that's come out, for those that don't know?
This will be June 11th, 2021 on PlayStation 5.
Wow. Right. When digital E3 starts.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, good timing, man. Good time. Well, Paris, man, thanks for anything else besides the preview. Anything else? You good?
No, I think that's it. Again, I want to thank PlayStation for the opportunity to be able to check it out. I mean, that's the main thing, and Insomniac, giving us the opportunity to be able to, to see the game, Q&A with the developers as well, and just find out more about this game. Like you said, you and I have both been super excited for this game for almost a year now, and it's almost here, so can't wait.
Yeah, just a couple weeks away. So, guys, if you have any questions, feedback about this, or even if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit up Paris Vicious 696, and let him know your thoughts about his preview, man. I'm excited. He got me super hyped, so I can't wait. And shout out to PlayStation for giving Paris the opportunity, and can't wait for next month, man. It's gonna be big.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, when, so that was the preview with Paris. Again, Paris, thank you so much for just talking about the game. I can't wait for the final retail version to come out in a couple of weeks, man. So everyone, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio and follow us, subscribe, even post a review. If you'd like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. Until next time, we're out. Take care.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.